It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Last Thursday, the Zero Carbon Bill was passed into legislation by a unanimous vote in Parliament. The Act has been an end goal for Green Party co-leader James Shaw for quite some time now, so I decided to focus our interview on this today. We talked about how the Act will work as legislation, what impacts New Zealanders will be able to see from its incorporation in our law, and what effect the Act will have on the global movement for climate change action. I began by asking James how he felt to finally have the bill passed into legislation.
Look, I was absolutely delighted on Friday, and also because it passed unopposed, that was a result better than I had ever anticipated. So to have the full support of the House was pretty extraordinary.
Now that it is legislation, how does the Act work?
Well, it's got a number of key components to it. So the first but in many ways the most important is in the purpose of the Act, it puts into law this idea that we have to live within 1.5 degrees of global warming above pre-industrial levels. And I think it is one of the first pieces of legislation in the world that puts in place that temperature threshold. The second thing it does is it has an emissions reduction target, so how much New Zealand needs to bring our emissions down. So it's net zero for all long-lived gases. So that's basically saying you've got to bring your things like carbon dioxide, nitrous oxide as close to zero as you can and then offset the difference. It also has a piece around biogenic methane, which is, you know, from animals, agriculture primarily, and that's got to come down between 24 and 47% by 2050. Next thing it does, it sets up the Independent Climate Change Commission, which we're working on pretty hard, and sets up a process for a series of emissions reductions budgets, sort of in five-year stepping stones, if you like. And it creates a sort of a rule, but governments have got to have a plan for how we adapt to the effects of climate change. So it's a very comprehensive law. It covers pretty much every aspect of reducing our emissions and also adapting to the effects of climate change.
How will New Zealanders be able to see the impacts of the Zero Carbon Acts and the targets that it sets day to day?
Well, I mean, actually what happens is it starts to affect other areas of government policy. So, for example, in transport policy, we're going to have to start, beefing up our investment in public transport, electric vehicles, electric vehicle charging infrastructure, all of that kind of thing. Supporting the decarbonisation of our public sector. You know, we have a lot of coal-fired boilers in our hospitals and our schools, some of which are actually only fairly recently installed, so we're going to have to start swapping those out for electric or wood chip or other forms of renewable. It's kind of that sort of tangible on-the-ground piece. But all of that kind of occurs in other areas of government policy, whether it's economic development or transport or energy or building and construction, which are the sectors where, you know, you see emissions coming through.
So would I be right in saying that it's kind of like a guideline for different sectors in New Zealand to follow?
It is. It's a high-level framework, and it's been hugely successful in the United Kingdom, which is the country that we modelled the legislation on. They've had a version of this Act for about 10 years now, and their emissions have come down over 40% in that period of time. And up until the whole Brexit mess, their economy was growing faster than anyone else in the G20. And so, you know, I think they have demonstrated that you can kind of grow and develop your economy and at the same time bring emissions down pretty dramatically.
Because that's the big concern, isn't it, that there's going to be an economic slump by committing to climate change action.
That is the kind of criticism that's been levelled at it, and yet in no country in the world where emissions have come down has that come at the cost of economic development. There are something like 16 countries whose emissions have actually come down over the course of the last 10 years, and in all of them, their economies have actually grown and developed during that period of time. So the idea that this is somehow going to cost New Zealand uniquely, I find somewhat fantastical.
Do you agree with all parts of the Act, or is there something that you wish had been amended or included?
Well, look, I mean, as a function of trying to get cross-party support, which in the end we were able to. I think that there are imperfections in the law, but then so does every other party. So nobody got what, you know, everything that they wanted, and you know, including National, who, you know, made quite a point on Thursday last week of the areas that they felt it, you know, it didn't quite work out, and the same would be true of National and New Zealand First. So, you know, I'm actually really happy where it is. It's a strong piece of legislation. It's actually stronger in many ways than the UK legislation upon which we modelled it, and also we strengthened it during the Select Committee process. And I thought there was always a risk that the Select Committee process would actually weaken the bill. In fact, they went in the other direction and strengthened it. So I'm feeling pretty good about where it's landed.
Now, you talked before about how Britain and some other countries have got a sort of similar legislation, and obviously climate change is a global issue. Do you think that this Act in New Zealand will serve as a benchmark for other countries, and are other governments across the world looking at implementing a similar strategy to commit to climate change action?
Yes, they are. So like I said, the UK was one of the first countries in the world to put in place a piece of legislation like this, which you had the sort of legally binding targets and then also the setup of the Independent Climate Change Commission. I know that other countries are looking at it. I think Fiji have said that they're interested in a similar piece of legislation. And you know, every year we hear stories about countries that are making legislative moves. One of the stories I saw over the weekend was that Bernie Sanders had said that if he becomes president, then he will bring in a piece of legislation modelled on the New Zealand Act, which was a flattering comparison.
And finally, why is it so important that New Zealand now has a Zero Carbon Act?
Well, we have been arguing about what to do about climate change for 30 years, right, which is most of my life, and I'm pretty sure more than yours.
Yeah, more than mine.
You know, and we haven't, to be honest with you, we just haven't made very much progress. Our emissions have been reasonably stable for about a year, but they haven't started to come down. And in some areas like transport and industrial heat, they've been going up and up and up. And we really need to bend the curve and start to fairly dramatically bring them down. And so to have this in place and to have the support of both sides of the House is a huge breakthrough, and I think that you will see it's a massive signal to the rest of the country to say, look, the political leadership of New Zealand is united on the direction of travel when it comes to climate change, and it's time to get rolling, and I think that you'll see massive momentum as a result.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.